You're listening at Space Plane CKUT 94.3 on 2-2-8.
Right now, we'd like to play one of our pretty tunes for the beautiful ladies of Tokyo. This song is called Butterfly. Thank you.
There's a lot of things going on, folks, that are most interesting in this time of our lives.
Tell me about it, Dr. Delbert Blair! And by this time of our lives, we mean June 29, 1999.
The Terminator seed is a very interesting other little beastie. Plan or law or some dream that became somebody's nightmare. They also state now, in case of Y2K really reaching the terrible end that it might, it's best that you begin to grow your own food. It's best that you have the old victory, backyard gardens. I started to say victory garden, but nobody would know what I meant. Yeah, when I say victory garden,
Yo! 1957, friend. Dr. Delbert Blair, talk too slow. The Nagas conspiracy. I'm ready to hear about some Niagara serpents. But I don't need no fourth generation VHS dub with shitty sound.
An onion's not an onion unless it smells. Or some onions now don't even cry. I mean, it won't make you cry. I mean, sometimes you cry if you get the onion. I mean... Ever seen some of the broccoli they got now? I love
they got some nice broccoli, boy.
Spend a lot of time on the islands. I love pineapples. I don't know what they're selling there. I go for a pineapple, I look at it, I don't know what it is. I love to turn it over and see all the fungus crawl about. Sometimes taking this little microscope, I mean a little magnifying glass, you can see them crawling. I cut it open, that's the biggest mistake. You know they had a cantaloupe recall March of this year? Go back and check it out. People are buying cantaloupes, and if you notice, you got sales on cantaloupe now. Yeah, they had a cantaloupe recall because the whole cantaloupe crop was full of some kind of poison and stuff from something they said got into some of the forests and the jungles over there where they grew the cantaloupe. The people there won't buy cantaloupes and eat them, and they won't buy pineapples and eat them, but they're shipping over here. You hear them. You ever seen some of this thing they call watermelon? I'm sorry, watermelon. See anything we call watermelon nowadays? A watermelon, have you seen any watermelons, Nathan? You know, some of them don't have too much water, some of them have a lot of fiber on it, they're really sour.
Don't know where you're getting. Might as well be getting a head.
A human head.
You can eat that better for you than tomatoes.
Unless you cook them in your ketchup. Ketchup is okay.
But straight up raw tomatoes from the garden be poison. Give you a rash and shit. Them come out the garden.
Spaghetti sauce is okay though, spaghetti sauce.
Taste some of that? I said, well done!
Hangover. All in all, the main is so bad. Jessica, to hear me when the phone is over. Need to get busy, still feeling sad.
Well done, well done. Much better than well said. Stop standing around talking stuff with someone else in your bed. It's much better, well done.
Situation in the motherland.
You need to get happy if you a free man.
If not, instead of doing time, take a look inside,
and check out your mind. Well done, well done. Much better than well said. Stop standing around talking stuff with someone else's in your bed.
Much better,
well done.
Yeah. All right.
Who you living for? Who would you die for? What call would you fight and make a stand for?
Instead of flapping your gums, get on your horse and run, run.
Shouldn't cover the fact I'm still your brother and you got to get off of my back.
Well done.
Get off of my back. Hey,
rain waking up from another hangover. Indecision hound on his trail. Feared he would give up, but now we've got excuses. Where it's finished, will prevail.
Don't the man know that?
Well done, well done. Much better than well said. Stop standing around talking stuff when someone else is in your bed.
I said enough, y'all.
Well done.
Abruptly.
Clickety clack on down the railroad track. Let me tell you something, you don't need no vacation if you ain't got no vocation. You don't need no vacation. Other people's news. See, boss, picture myself.
Mm-hmm.
published book. I'm gonna keep the record.
Stomach. They that say that they are Jews and are not. This is what a Jew is. There are 12 spiritual centers in your body that shine like jewels. They are real jewels. We are just playing with the result, the artifact. Because the ones we have no power working through them. These in your body do. But those who say that they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan, of the centers of death, those physiological organs, nerve centers, ganglionic centers in the body that have been damaged, that are deficient, that are secreting pollutants instead of healing chemicals. Those are the synagogues of death, deceit, of pretense that they're keeping you healthy and they're not. That they're raising up your consciousness and they're not. That they're balancing your body fluids and they're not. And that doesn't mean that there ain't no devil out there, because he sure is out there. But he doesn't have power over you if you don't give him power over you. The problem is the black ministry and the white ministry has given the devil power over the Christian.
I know about that.
Back to church. And one minister said, if it wasn't no devil, there would be nobody in church on Sunday. Understanding the spirituality of what we're talking about is being inside. Let me finish reading this and I'll get back to the point of that statement in Revelations. The ninth verse, after he says, they that say they are Jews and they are not. The ninth verse are false thoughts. The 10 days of tribulation, 10 verses. 10th verse, the 10 days of tribulation, the 10th verse, refers to degrees or steps in the perfecting of the individual. refers to degrees or steps in the perfecting of the individual. There's a period of development where you will suffer. There's a period of development where you actually must die physically to go, to be moved to a spiritual plane, a spiritual life. But it's simply the real you leaving your spiritual house, your physical body. That's all it is. But we have the belief in death that we are going to die because we keep seeing we in the mirror. Okay, that ain't we. That's the body. And there's a difference in consciousness when you come to this realization that you're in your body. I was walking up the street one afternoon and stopped in front of the arcade. I remembered I was supposed to get something.
I'm gonna play Berserk.
I turned around, but my body was facing that way, and I had turned that way. Just Spirit letting me know something, that you're in the body. That's the whole idea of the statement, be in the world, but not of it. If you're attached to your base chemistry, then you are enslaved to your physical body. It is your master. You have to feed and service it. But when you become detached, then you master your physical body. At that point, you have the power of your own soul and access to the spiritual faculties of your body to use in your world to change it, to transform it, to command it, and to rule over it. I'm
about. When they pierced their eye, it was because they were more sensitive to healing. You know what I'm saying? It opened up a higher senses of healing. You know what I'm saying? They pierced their eyes and it gave them telepathic ability. They pierced their eyes. A lot of people walk around with that little bar in their eye and they're piercing the side of their eye, the little pinch of the little skin right there on the side of your eye by your temple. They don't know what that shit is about. That was the shamans doing that, trying to tap into their higher senses. So vampires, they had their higher senses, but they lost their solar plexus energy. They gave their solar plexus energy from dealing with their third chakra to, you know what I'm saying, to the dragons, in exchange for the dragons teaching them how to activate their kundalini. So that's the real, you know what I'm saying, story about vampires, dragons, and Anunnakis and all that shit. But that is the story about the Nagai serpent. Now that the quarantine is up, they can no longer... They can no longer hurt humans. They can't take Messiah seeds out of the system. They cannot, and they cannot stop humans from going into different dimensions. They can't stop humans from going into different galaxies and universes. They can't stop other benevolent aliens from coming down here, right? The thing is, you have to consciously raise your vibrations up. You have to do the work. Before a benevolent alien try to help you, you gotta first help yourself by stepping outside of the box of what they told you and start getting into this esoteric shit and start thinking for yourself, because your thoughts slow down to form light. Your light form slowed down to form sound. Your sound took on a formation and shape. That's how you became a human, right? However, if you want to raise your vibrations, if you want to ascend, then you got to accelerate your thoughts. You got to start thinking more. They say the average human being only thinks 72,000 thoughts, right? Man, look, you need to challenge yourself to think 72,000 thoughts every hour, on the hour. Every hour, you should be thinking at least 72,000 thoughts.
That's called madness! The Nagai Serpent. What is it and how to use the power of the Nagai Serpent? By Lord, you kill yourself!
Because as your thoughts rise, you become more of a light being. That's where you get the power light working from. You become more of a light being. You know what I'm saying? Dr. Nabaru, the 13th son, and we all say, you know what I'm saying, that if you want to ascend, if you want to raise your vibrations up, you know what I'm saying, that you gotta be fast thinking, fast speaking, fast moving, right down to the modern day times. You gotta think fast, you gotta speak fast, you gotta move fast. This will increase your metabolism. This will activate, just doing that will activate your kundalini. Just doing that will activate your Merkaba and help you ascend. Your vibrations will rise. You see what I'm saying? If you look at people who are genius, they think fast. They speak fast. They respond real fast. Those who are tapped into their genius gene, they move real fast. They move fast. They think fast. They speak fast. You know what I'm saying? Because that they're thinking more than 72,000 thoughts. Also, they say that the average human being only uses 10% of their brain. Well, if you only use 10% of your brain, then they're going to be using the other 90% of your brain for you that is dormant, that you're not using.
Yup, yup, big truck, a man's rolling in town. How you do? How you do? I got the truck to make you jump, because I'm heading eastbound, tired of the merry-go-round and around. And everybody's talking about your stuff funny, but they're still telling lies to me. I got the trees in my backyard, and it's hard for them to tell a lie to me. And who's the foot? I'm the foot, but who's stepping?
Ain't no,
you know where I'm stepping. Skirts play with it, cause I'm slick like that. I'm the greatest MC in the world. You got to give me mine, cause I'm heavy when I weigh it. Watch the way I say it.
Ego trip.
I changed my pitch up, smack my bitch up, I never did it. The flavor's being bucked, but brothers ain't getting it. Get it? Or else you're a goner. When I rolls over, you're gonna have to wanna lamp. Cause it's the Chattanooga champ. Taking a train, taking a train, taking a train, taking a train.
Now I'm something like a phenomenon. I'm something like a phenomenon. Well, I'm the hourglass cat. Drug it out of Jack
for chill.
Cause I spill the phenomenon. Pack the holes in my lawn. Got girls in my song. Word is born. I'm a living phenomenon. Well, I'm a better brand. Cause I'm a Superman. I run the block with my circle. Cause I'm Nubian. I got the platinum rust. So don't even fuss. Cause DJ Paul, he's down with us. Now people stop taking my style. And for a joke, I don't sass or frass. I put the foot up the ass. Sometimes I fast walk off like a seal.
When they reminisce over you.
For real. Mace chopped the record down to the bone. And now Renee King is on my telephone. But I got the ring, ring, ha, ha, hey, hey.
Cause this type of shit happens every day.
I got the McNair connection, so my import stuff.
Word.
What word am I? Cause I'm so fly.
Yes, on and on. I'm in like Gunner. Drive my yacht. I got deals like Johnny. Sell that 7L. We're good for ya. Bigger than Biggs. Dig it.
I dug it.
Ways that amazes popes. I am the is equals is, cause it's caught up when the tide taught me the ropes. No waits for the bait.
Man, I give you four.
For a verb unheard of, man, give me one more.
Alright, you got it if you're special.
With a dab of toe tapping when a lot's going on.
And ain't a damn thing happening.
The answer to the riddle is me. And here's the question, who could be?
Fresh.
Who could be?
Nope.
Who could be?
Nice.
Who could be?
Beautiful.
Who could be?
Word.
Who could be?
Me be the Jericho Turnpike Bandit. Best competition, try to troop my way. I say the song you never heard before. I feed the famine in the mind. So mind your manners, baby. I run a line on ya. Lay ya on the springs, then slay ya. All this in a condom, cause I be a taxpayer. Promoting of a moccasin, I skin like Danny Boone. When I swallow hither, so give me room, just give me room. Back the hell up.
Know what I'm saying?
Or when I run the mic, there won't be no delaying. Pressure 40 dozen like an easy baker oven.
Blues got the muffin.
Eat it.
Blues got the muffin.
Eat
intoxicate
it.
Many with my talk without intoxicating myself low. So I got to walk slow, but
don't you get
trip.
Ego trip. Ego trip. Ego trip. Ego trip. Ego trip.
Somebody's crying.
Ego trip. Ego trip.
I know somebody.
Ego trip. Ego trip.
Who's crying?
Ego trip. Ego trip.
Yeah, somebody's crying.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why MKUltra mind control programming is so prevalent in today's times, because people refuse to use their mind. They refuse to think. They don't even have the courage to think. They don't even give a fuck about thinking. They want somebody else to think for them, to control them. So you are going to be controlled. And then you say, oh, well, bro, you kidding yourself? Ain't no fucking alien controlling me. Ain't no Archon. Ain't no fucking Anunnaki. Ain't no Greys or Reptilians controlling me. Well, you can say that if you want to. But if you're not thinking for yourself, you better believe that they are controlling your ass. You know what I'm saying? If you're still in partaking in low vibrational sex, low vibrational meals, low vibrational things, you 40 years old, you still going to the nightclub, hanging out because you ain't got your real purpose in life, so you got to get hit over your head with the club. If you still associating with low vibrational people, doing low vibrational things, engaging in low vibrational gossiping, watching low vibrational television programs, watching low vibrational movies, you know what I'm saying, all of that stupid shit, then your ass is being controlled, period. If you're not using the full maximum capacity of your brain, then your ass is being controlled, period. So I told you, start using the power of your words. Your Bible tells you, speak those things to be not as if they were. So it may not appear as if you're using the full maximum capacity of your brain, but at least speak it, speak it. Say, I use the full maximum capacity of my brain. You know what I'm saying? I use the full maximum capacity of my brain. And at that rate of speaking those things to be not as if they were, you're speaking it into existence. You're affirming that you use the full maximum capacity of your brain. And it's your words that create, because life and death is in the power of the tongue. Your Bible tells you that. Abundance and cursings is in the power of the tongue. Your Bible tells you that. So speak life to your situation. Bring abundance to your situation by speaking that you use the full maximum capacity of your brain. At this point, right, of you speaking that, you will begin to remember things at an accelerated rate. You will begin to, your kundalini energy will begin to arise in your spine. Your third eye will become activated over time. You know what I'm saying? Your vibrations will rise over time. All of these things will happen for you, but you have to do the work. Ain't nobody gonna rip through the sky and come down and save you. You need to save you. You know what I'm saying? You need to do the work. All right? And so that's the real story about the Nega serpent. That is just it's mythology. Don't look at the real snake. Look at the symbolism behind the snake. Look at the symbolism behind it. You know what I'm saying? Because the snake back then was how the ancients described the center of the Milky Way galaxy. It looks like a snake. And that's what the scientists now are calling the birthplace of God. Scientists have now proven that the center of the Milky Way galaxy, if the center of the Milky Way galaxy ain't God, then it's where God decided to start creating everything in the multiverse. So they're calling the center of the Milky Way galaxy the place of God. That is what they're calling the center of the Milky Way galaxy. The center of the Milky Way galaxy is the Nagai Serpent. The Nagai Serpent, the one that you were taught to think evil of, is the Nagai Serpent. You know what I'm saying? The Nagai Serpent is Adam. Six neurons, six protons, six electrons. You are the Nagai Serpent. You are a Nagai Serpent. Look at your hand. Look at your arm. You will see the scales of your arm. If you look at the human brain, don't take my word for it. Google up images of the human brain.
Don't Google nothing, never. That's okay. Like I say, disclaimer, this come from 2013, before they knew widespread the evils of the Google Matron of my bots.
You will see the serpent-like part of the of your in your brain. That is the reptilian part of your brain. That is the Nagai Serpent right there. You know what I'm saying? Also, you have the Nagai Serpent sitting at the base of your spine. That is your root chakra. And as you begin to activate your Kundalini energy, you know what I'm saying? That Nagai Serpent will begin to rise and come out of your third eye. That is the snake coming out of the eye, you know what I'm saying? Of the different artifacts from the ancients. That snake, that is the Kundalini energy. That is the Nagai Serpent right there. That is the true, you know what I'm saying, undeniable, undisputable facts. This ain't no mythical shit. This is based on ascertained facts. I don't care what your current belief is. Prior to 2,000 years ago, this is the facts. Even this is what Christ taught. He taught Kundalini. He taught the same shit that I'm teaching. He was. The 12 disciples were the initiates into his mystery school. He had his Kundalini activated. That's why he was able to fly. That's why he was able to shapeshift. That's why he was able to teleport. That's why he was able to rapidly heal people fast. That's why he was able, you know what I'm saying? That's why he was interdimensional, how he could go into different dimensions and shit. That's why he had the ability of alchemy. That's why he was able to turn water into wine and produce all kind of different miracles and stuff. Because he had a activated kundalini. You know what I'm saying? And the reason why we know about the kundalini is because, see, Tahuti in Egypt, if you got under the discipline of Tahuti, he was teaching the kundalini energy during the mystery schools, right? But when the reptilians came down to the earth, right, and they tried to take over and shit, they raided the mystery schools and took secrets, and they used that against the humans. So we destroyed the mystery schools, right? We destroyed the mystery schools. Right now, your initiation into the mystery schools is adversity. Your hardships, the shit that you go through, and you be like, damn, this religion ain't enough for me. I need to really find out what the fuck was going on. That is your initiation in the mystery schools. Severe hardships, you know what I'm saying? Severe calamity, serious misfortune is your new initiation into the mystery schools. And there isn't no like one set mystery school where you can go to and learn everything. Unless you study in the under Dr. Malachi Z. York or, you know what I'm saying, Dr. Nepa Rule from Newnology, or you getting information from me, you know what I'm saying? Or you getting information
Lord, you
from
get
Bobby Hemet or Dr. Phil Valentine.
Bobby Hemet was because I heard.
That's your mystery schools, you going online finding out the real truth behind this shit. You know what I'm saying? That's your mystery schools now. You know what I'm saying? However, the thing about India was that they kept the kundalini information alive. They didn't keep it from the public. Like, if you went to Egypt back then, you would only get the teachings of the kundalini from Tahuti, if you got under Tahuti's discipline, right? However, you can go to Egypt and you will see Nagar serpent statues and shit. You will see Nagar serpent information all over the place. You can go into any place and they'll tell you about the Nagar serpent and how to activate your kundalini. They'll tell you how to tap into that dragon-like energy. You know what I'm saying? They'll tell you how to tap into that energy. And that's the reason why kundalini was very big on the market around, I don't know, about 20 years ago. It was like real big, kundalini. You know what I'm saying? In the mystery schools, kundalini was very, very big. That shit is not even a hot topic no more. Because everybody know about kundalini. You know what I'm saying? This is like leaning on an old leg. Everybody know this. I'm not telling you something that you don't know. And if I'm telling you something that you don't know, it's because, you know what I'm saying, it's time for you to learn this, right? And I don't want you to take my word for it. Don't, in fact, don't believe me. Challenge what I'm telling you. Look and research yourself, put in Nagar Serpent, you know what I'm saying? And that is the beauty of this, because you can find out yourself what's really going on, you know what I'm saying? And how you can tap into this kundalini energy, all right? Now, the advantage that we have over the dragons is that we're human. So we came from them, so we got their power and our power, as well as 72 different extraterrestrial beings' powers. You know what I'm saying? We're great people. You know what I'm saying? Now that the quarantine is up and the gods are coming back, you're going to see the Anunnaki. They're going to come back. They're going to come back. You know what I'm saying? But that doesn't mean that they got to rule over you. Fuck that. You need to become noble right now and start doing what you need to do right now to activate your kundalini so that you can get your power so when they come back, they can't fuck with you. You shouldn't have nobody try to be over you. Whenever you worship anything outside of yourself, that's evil.
Substitute a bottle, so let me serve you with the flow, with the plug of two scoops. Mr. Miyagi. never did dip for the bootleg is my legs and grit about a hug. And who gets the mots? I knots by the chance. I rain dance. But step it just a bit, I don't need another shadow. Makes, it's gonna be the new man's motto. Don't increase the bull, because my pulley is broken and my belly is full. It's the second I reckon on the bone and the ball, making London bridges fall. So check it, I bring a point to the joints that we changed and chopped, but we could bring it back to the beatbox.
Luck wonder, plotter, serenader, cause I got a record. When in the womb I was naked, now I show latex cause of how I enter the black wood without a splinter. Prove it, I have the chills with hopes of moving. Acid, saw the light cause I got glass. So we sip the cappuccino slowly.
Observation's a big money, I drive big
car. Serve the bubble like a bar. Tinder, when in flight like a cinder. Lace sticks a dynamite on base. Head
lace the shit until he's dead.
Run, cause the cop is gonna come. Diss my plug stop so they can kiss my grits. Hold my balls without a mitt. Grab the mouthpiece to talk the bag. Nab it, I keeps going like that rabbit. Ricker, Shay a dame and eat a snicker. Saddest, by the Norman till the Gladys. Night, my glasses help me see the light. So we sip the cappuccino slow.
Life is what you see, it's usually what you
get. Won't take a drag without a net. No.
To put the rhythm in the bone.
Marrow, lay the pipe to please Carol. Lou,
I don't know.
If it's true,
that's a fumble.
You'll catch a fever from the jungle. Chocolate, movie, and girls flock to it. Sweets, and if I can't sample beats, get the beatbox equipped with the dirt. Bismarck and Dougie works. Fine, mix work the will, I tangle rhymes. Hark, the light is thirsty in the dark. So we.
But my M wasn't thick, super heavy like a Chevy pump on Maceo mix. I had some screens in my pockets and played it kinda hush and did the outs.
Got to check out the avenue.
I peeped the Zoa on the gimme gimme, plus we hit the plat. Then the amps was on Sam's, the villains got fat. The natives went the neighbor then to nigga please. Just a hustle for a joint when you settlement cheese. But we still be on the wax because it acts like that. We still be on the moves because it moves like that. So there ain't no reason it don't stop, cause we can bring it back to the beatbox.
Bust this.
Yo, I don't know who was on this mic, man. This thing smell awful here, man.
That what you mean, man?
You know what I'm saying? You're giving energy to that. You're giving credence to that. You know what I'm saying? And what are you getting in return? You walking around and you still can't get enough money, attract enough money to do what you need to do in life. Or you still walking around and you don't have the power to attract the perfect mate in your life. Or the power to attract, you see what I'm saying? So fuck giving your energy to a deity. Activate your kundalini, you know what I'm saying? And get your life together, period. So that's what this video is about. The Nagai Serpent. The true history of the Nagai Serpent. You know what I'm saying? My name is Lord Yukini Osan, broadcasting to you on behalf of 13 Cosmic Law Astrology. Also on behalf of the University of Cosmic Mysteries and Light.
Me too, King!
But not necessarily. On behalf of Zeta Kali Hack tonight. Space plane.
Thank you.